9 to midday, The Talking Point on SAFM.
So Andrew, here's the thing. I was sitting with my friend early this year, around about February, March, and then we were sitting at the balcony of this hotel in Sentin, and then he pulled a spliff, and then he smoked, and he said to me, I said, but we can't smoke here, it's in public. And he said, no, weed is allowed in South Africa. It has been decriminalized. It has not, right? So you can only use it in private, in your house, in your home, and that's it, and it ends there. Talk to us about that misunderstanding of the law. Where can it be cultivated? Where can it be used? Under what circumstances? And then bring in the medicinal element of it as well.
Sure. So that's that sort of disconnect between what actually happened in the courts and what the media were reporting, that marijuana hasn't been decriminalized. That sort of thing is on the horizon. It's coming. I mean, the world's moving in that direction, and South Africa's no different to that. And because of the order of the Constitutional Court, Parliament has 24 months to draft that legislation. So it's definitely coming. And at the end of 2020, we'll see that. But in the time being, we're in this sort of weird space in between where the courts weren't actually trying to decriminalize anything. They were just speaking of rights and making a finding on rights, specifically the right to privacy. And it's had the effect that certain ways of using marijuana are now decriminalized. It hasn't decriminalized the use entirely. That, you know, dealing and trading in marijuana is still illegal as it always was, and you can still be arrested for that. I mean, the courts and the judges may go soft on it at the moment, considering, you know, we're in this gray area before legalization comes, which is inevitable.
Yeah.
For the time being, no, your friend could have been arrested for smoking cannabis in public. That's not legal. And the only place it is legal is in your personal private space.
Yeah.
And that's for the use and cultivation. So you can grow and smoke your own cannabis. But the question then is, what is private space? Where is your private space? And that's where we get into the grow clubs here.
Correct. Correct. Talk to us about that. Where is the private space? Because if I went and rented space at the grow club, is that private space, or private space means your private house, your private household?
Well, I guess your guess is as good as mine here, and it's something that we don't know yet. And this will subsequently hopefully be solved by the legislation that they draft that will hopefully take care of all of this. But the way that some clever people have interpreted this, and this is a model that's been successful in Europe previously, that they've just imported here, which is essentially you rent a square meter or maybe a bit less or a bit more in a warehouse where somebody has hundreds of square meters that all belong to different individuals, but they demarcate your area and it's got your name on it, and you know that for all intents and purposes, that is your property, the same as you would rent your apartment or you'd rent a parking space or anything like that. Now you're just renting a space in a warehouse, so that's technically your private space, and you're paying a rental fee and you're paying someone essentially a gardening fee to come and tend to your plants and to harvest them and to prepare them, but you're not buying cannabis from them, you're not trading in cannabis, you're trading in area, in a space, and you're trading in services of somebody delivering the services to protect to grow your plants for you. So it's clever, and it sort of lands directly in the middle of this loophole that we have here. It's, you know, it is you the use. I mean, this here we're obviously speaking about cultivation, not use, because they deliver the product to your house and you use it at home. But this is cultivating in a private space, and it's the big question here that at least amongst lawyers, you know, who love a bit of an argument for technical definition, will be saying, what on earth constitutes private space here? And will the police come and raid these areas and say, you know, this isn't private space? Because we haven't seen that, and if you a quick Google, you'll find that there's several of these clubs popping up, and there's more every day all over the country.
Yeah. We'll talk about transportation and the amount that you can transport as well. Willie, you are in Christiana. Hi, good morning, Willie.
Thank you, Bongi, for taking my question.
Yes.
Look, Bongi, this marijuana issue has been actually so controversial from the beginning, and now the ambiguity created by court really leaves much to be desired. Like you are saying, Bondi, with your friends seated there and so on, with us around here in the township. Now everyone says, no. I've planted them in my yard, and then I smoke right, left, and center. And then you see now, you see Canada and Paraguay or Uruguay, who legalized this? With us, really, man, it was too premature, because we as blacks in particular, we don't use it as a medicine like the doctor who cried foul to say, really, we want to use it for this medication. We use it, we abuse it, because we use it with drugs, with all these tablets and so on, and we also, we meet them with black labels, and then after meeting them like that, you become crazy. You go and rape and do all these bad things. I've seen it even at my place, in my home, in my house. I'll find now some smaller genetics of marijuana now from my son, so to speak, and they'll say, no, this is legalized.
Yeah.
It's called for
concern. Thanks, William Christian. Try mix it with red label. Maybe it might just work. I'm not too sure about black label. Mr. Ngube in KZN, hi, good morning.
Yeah, well, hello, my man.
Hey, how's it, man?
Good. Hey, this is a very burning issue, even around here in my place.
Yeah.
I really think that, yeah, the decision by the court was really premature. Concerning especially this private place, now people are smoking this thing left, right, and center, like the man has just said. I just think the court or the government, they just must say, if this thing is legal, they must just make it legal. If it is not, they must just make it not legal, because now we are people they are in between, as especially the law enforcement. They are really not sure what to do, because like the guy has said, if that companion of his, well, he could have been arrested. But the cases are not enrolled in court. So even the police are just turning a blind eye. And now the decision and even the dignity of the police is getting questionable, because today someone will be arrested, the next day they are not arresting them. So you see, it puts our law, it makes our law, even the law enforcement, a bit weaker, because the community, they can see that even the law enforcement, they are not sure actually what's happening.
Okay, Mr. Ngube in KZN, thank you very much. Mzukisi Ebisho, morning.
Pepet, Kunjan.
All right, Put.
All right. Pepet, I'm Mzukisi Solani here. I'm calling from the Department of Economic Development.
Yes.
In the Eastern Cape.
Yes, Mr.
I do appreciate, you know, some of the other callers who are calling for cautiousness around this subject. It's a same approach which I believe the Eastern Cape government is doing. As you know, that we've got an abundance of the stuff, I mean, in some parts of this province. So what the government of the Eastern Cape, you know, quite coincidentally, has dispatched a contingency of government MECs to countries who are, you know, well experienced, you know, in terms of extracting value out of cannabis, including the MSC of Economic Development in the Eastern Cape, to try and go and learn from other countries, because it's a natural resource that is so well endowed in this province. But what is important is to be cautious about it and see valuable means of extracting value out of it, because, you know, as your guest was also saying, you know, legally there's a softening of approach in terms of, you know, how do we deal with the issue of cannabis. And I mean, on the other side, while the legal people are still grappling, you know, with the concept itself, but the government here in the Eastern Cape is also looking at means of extracting value to make sure that it becomes one of those natural resources in the province where people are benefiting out of it. So it has dispatched a team to Canada to go and learn from other countries who have always been in the forefront In terms of the experience of
I accept, I appreciate that, Nzukisi, but also as government, as a responsible government, much as you know, you're talking to the economic development and proper cultivation and proper management of weed, you also want to be responsible in the usage, in making sure that you know, you're not giving a license to people to just you know, get high anywhere and anyhow. So it's a fine balance act, but you see a potential to grow the economy of the Eastern Cape through
precisely, because that is why the government of the Eastern Cape, led by Premier Oscar Mabuyane, has done this particular, you know, initiative of ensuring that you go to other countries and do a proper 360 assessment of how do you approach the subject, you know, learning from people who are already, you know, right up there, who have been handling the issue. But what is important from what you are saying is to be responsible about it.
Thank you very much. Just stay on the line. Ronald will talk to you just now. Mzukisi in Bisho. Malusi, before I come back to my guest, Andrew, let me take you, Malusi in Polokwane. Morning.
Morning, Pepeto.
Sure.
Pepeto, I'm listening to the person you're interviewing.
Mm.
Our government is not ashamed, I'll say that. Because a political MEC is a overseer of the department, right?
Mm.
Why are they not sending the people who will be able to gather experience and be able to plant their experience in whatever they're going to do? Because MECs are not going to lecture people, are not going to workshop people. The mere fact is they went there for holiday. They mustn't say they go and oversee. Or did they take anybody with them? You understand what I'm trying to say?
Mm.
Because the people who are going to till the land and work on the farms are the people who need that specific workshops from those people who are specialists in that farming side. So what are the MEC going to do there? Because they're not going to come back and do the workshops and everything. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they don't necessarily need to conduct workshops. They need to come back and just get their hands on deck and start working and start implementing that which they would have learned in these countries that they are going to. I mean, they don't have to have workshops, do you think?
The thing is, look, they're going to unless they went there just to get a, what do you call it, just to know what is happening,
okay,
not getting the skills. But if they want the skills and expertise, they should take like the HODs and the researchers and people who are able to transfer the skills to the people who will be able to do that project,
okay,
not MEC.
Okay, Malusi, thank you very much. In Polokwane, I didn't understand Mzukisi to be saying the MEC. I think he said the Department of Economic Development, as, you know, guided by the Premier. So let me go back to my guest, Andrew McPherson. So you hear the kind of confusion that we have just listening to some of our callers. I don't know how much you're able to listen to, but there's so much confusion. One was talking about law enforcement. Police don't know whether to arrest or not to arrest and so on. How do we get it clarified then? So what happens? Because there's so much confusion.
A lot of sympathy for your listeners who are confused by this, because to a large extent a lot of the lawyers are confused by this. And that's because you've got to readjust the way that you look at what happened in the court. That's the most important part here, is the court wasn't looking at, they weren't asking themselves, should people be smoking marijuana in their own house? Is that, that's not what they were looking at. They were looking at it purely from a technical legal point of view, which is this intersection of rights and whether or not an infringement on your right to privacy is justified by the law as it stands. And they found that certain provisions of the Drug Enforcement Act were unconstitutional, and because of that, they just can't be used anymore. They didn't replace these laws with something in the interim. They just said Parliament must go and draft these laws now. You've got 24 months to do it, and then we'll have our new legislation, which will clear up this mess. Their concern is not with how are police going to interpret this in the meantime. They've just said the law that you might have relied on in order to make an arrest of someone smoking cannabis or growing cannabis in their own house or in private is unconstitutional. And that just leaves this, what we're referring to as the loophole. But where we're at now is it's really up to the discretion of law enforcement how they're going to enforce the remaining legislation that is still standing, such as dealing and trading in cannabis.
Let's go back to the grow clubs then, because you rent a space here, a garden of some sort. It's not cheap. It's in the region of 1,000, maybe even more, depending on the grade, I don't know, and the maintenance that goes in there.
Yeah.
So if you say then, this is my garden, and you want to, I don't know if that has been declared as a private space, but importantly, when you want to go now and use in your private property, in your house, transportation of that could create a problem, because if you were to be stopped by the police, it will depend on the amount of dacha that you have. Can you then say, here's the permit that I have to move it from the grow club to my house, because that's where I'm going to use it in the luxury of my privacy, that's where I'm going to use it, but I have maybe a kg or 2 kgs of weed in the car. So can you be arrested for that? Has that been checked out?
Are you preparing yourself for preparing your defenses?
Just a thought.
so no, there's no clarity here. I mean, and you touch on a very important point, which is the fact that, you know, you're entitled to smoke it in your house and to use it for private use, but then what if you're moving about with it? I think if you're doing anything with 2 kgs of cannabis, I don't think they will look on that as personal use. but perhaps with smaller amounts, they'll let it fly. There's nothing to tell them what they should or shouldn't do at this point, because, you know, if they want to then prosecute you and your defense in court is, well, I was on my way home to use this legally at home. But as you know, trading and dealing or buying and selling is still illegal. So it will be difficult to show, well, I didn't go out and buy this. I was just, you know, I grew this at home in terms of my right to do so now. And I was just traveling around with it, and now I'm going back home with it. I wasn't dealing it or selling it or anything like that. So I imagine if it's a small amount, the police will just use their discretion and say, there's not a great chance to get a prosecution here. We're not going to proceed here. We'll just let this person off. Maybe let them off with a warning or something. But if it's a large amount, I imagine that they will stop you and consider that dealing.
Andrew McPherson, thank you very much. He's an associate in dispute resolution practice at the law firm Cliff Decker Hoffman. Let's hear now the Deputy Chief Justice, Raymond Zondo, just clarifying these issues when this so-called legalize it was happening.
Section 22A9A, Roman Figure 1 of the Medicines Act, is constitutionally invalid to the extent that it renders the use or possession of cannabis by an adult in private for that adult's personal consumption in private a criminal offense. The basis upon which this court holds these statutory provisions to be constitutionally invalid to the extent indicated is that they infringe the right to privacy entrenched in Section 14 of the Constitution. Whereas the High Court had limited its order of invalidity to the use or cultivation or possession of cannabis at a home or in a private dwelling, this court has dispensed with that limitation. It holds that the right to privacy is not confined to a home or private dwelling. It holds that the right... It holds that the right goes beyond the boundaries of a home. Nevertheless, this court emphasizes that only the use or possession of cannabis by an adult in private for the personal consumption of that adult person in private is the focus of its judgment. In the case of cultivation of cannabis, the focus is on the cultivation of cannabis by an adult in a private place for that adult's personal consumption in private. Accordingly, no use or possession of cannabis by a child or by an adult in public is decriminalized by this judgment.
Clear? Does that clear the smoke? I'm sure it does. That's a Chief Justice, Deputy Chief Justice there, Raymond Zondo. 11:30, time for the news headlines. Utsile Saku.